I got worms.
I beg your pardon?
That's what we're going to call it. I got worms. We're going to specialize in selling worm farms. You know, like ant farms.
Welcome. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, talking composting, worm castings, gardener's gold.
Oh my God, that was so funny. That was so funny. Yes, we are going to sell worm farms. You can buy a worm farm out there if you want.
The whole time we thought it was a big joke, but it's gardener's gold.
Absolutely. Worm farming is a thing. And, you know, I'd love to see Mass Wiggle. I've chatted with him on the phone before.
They got a neat operation. I haven't seen the actual site, but they've got at their exhibit booth last year, or I guess that was 2 years ago. I was attended, but it's a pretty neat operation. But we're talking with urban farmer Greg Peterson, and I had to cut you off as we were getting to that break. You were just getting into your stacking of composting when we finally get
right
to your what we think of as traditional composting. How do you set that up?
Yeah, so. Let's actually cover that in the fourth segment,
because
that's the last thing. I like to call these first three things that we're talking about non-composting.
Gotcha.
Because it's the easy stuff, because traditional composting is really hard. You know, it's something you really need to pay attention to, and it's not something that you just, you know, push out in the back of the corner and let it be, unless you do it the way that I do it.
Okay.
So there's in permaculture, I like to call the art and science of working with nature. So how do you work in the flow of nature rather than against nature? And we as human beings, for whatever reason, we like to fight nature. And when we look in permaculture, when we look at the flows of nature and how to work in the flow of nature, there's so many simple things that we can do. And that was one of them, this notion of how I compost at the urban farm. And another one is chickens. We mentioned chickens earlier and chicken composting. The chickens do a lot of my composting for me. In permaculture, we talk about something called stacking functions. And that is, we don't have something in our yard that does just one thing. So for me, stacking functions is the food waste at the urban farm. It does many different things. In fact, I've even...
So you said stacking functions. Mm-hmm. In my mind, I was thinking you must be talking about layering a traditional compost.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I got thrown off.
All right, so here's a real simple definition of stacking functions. Stacking functions is you have an asset like a chicken, and it does more than one thing.
Eggs and compost.
Eggs and compost. And in my yard, they eat bugs and they eat weeds and they dig. They're massive diggers. And, you know, if you want to raise chickens for meat, you can raise chickens for meat. So there's all of these things that my worker chickens do for me in the backyard.
And worker chickens, if you raise them right.
This is good.
They're a security benefit.
That's absolutely.
If you watch them, if their natural state, they'll just be out there scratching, doing their thing. But they'll be the first to
alert
you. Something's wrong. A dog coming down the alley, a hawk overhead, stranger
absolutely.
Coming up to the front door.
Yeah, we actually lost some hens about a year ago to a bobcat in central Phoenix, interestingly enough. And so we bought a baby monitor. And there's a baby monitor that lives out in our chicken coop, so we hear him inside. So you're
when
right.
When the squawk comes, something's up.
Yeah, exactly. When the squawk comes, something's up. Exactly. So that's stacking functions in my yard. But here's another thing. I have a master's in urban and environmental planning from ASU in 2006. And one of the classes that I took was transportation planning. And one of the concepts that they taught us in that class was called trip stacking. And it's a really simple concept. You don't go to the grocery store and then come home and then go to the pet store and then come home and then go to the doctor and then come home, do you? Generally speaking, especially you way out where you're at, you go and you make multiple trips in one loop, right?
When I get home, I'm not leaving till it's time to go to work again.
Exactly. So that's what's called trip stacking. So that's two ideas about this notion of stacking functions. And what I've done, I'm doing the same thing with food scraps at my house. You know, they go to all the different places and do all the different things for me. Again, that's stacking functions with food waste. In fact, I've even convinced some people to bring me their food waste. So there's a bucket in the driveway at the urban farm. And I have a couple people that will, you know, text me and say, hey, I'm dropping compost off. So then, you know, that gets added to my process as well. Plus, mom brings stuff over to me, you know, all the time.
Good old mom.
Yeah, good old mom. Exactly.
So that's stacking.
That's stacking. If you think about it, there are so many things in our lives. In fact, when we teach the permaculture design course, we challenge students to come up with as many ways that they can stack functions as possible. And people come up with dozens, if not hundreds, of ways that they can do it in their life. So it's just something to think about that will help create regenerative processes for us in our lives.
I like it.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I was going to say 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923. You can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you'd like to join the conversation. We're entering into bottom of the hour news here, and we've got a handful of questions, and we'll compare them all. And I think I didn't want to get to any of them too quick because right. I knew, and reviewing your format, we were probably going to answer everyone's questions by the time we got to the end of it.
Very good.
There is that human element that is added that makes the live radio so much fun on the calls or the text or the email. Mm-hmm. So we'll compare all those and come back. We've got great talking points lined up with composting with urban farmer Greg Peterson.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.